Most patients have questions about what the recovery looks like for an abdominoplasty, full abdominoplasty, how fast they will see the result, how soon they can return to their normal activities after surgery. In this podcast, I'll go through these questions about downtime, hospital stay, driving, time off work, and more after abdominoplasty surgery. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beltholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MAD00118624. The content of this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, ranging from abdominoplasty, also called a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy or body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, which is arm lift, and thighplasty, inner thigh lift. I also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-pregnancy changes and post-weight loss changes. There's a variety of different abdominoplasties that are performed. These may range from skin-only abdominoplasty that incorporates vasoliposuction, diastasis, recti repair, and possible hernia repair. So a full abdominoplasty is usually done as an inpatient procedure with 1 to 3 days in hospital. Depending on the type of work you do, you can get back to work in 2 to 4 weeks after surgery. You can generally get back to driving within 2 to 3 weeks as well. What will my first week after recovery after my full abdominoplasty look like? Well, the night of the procedure can vary. Now, this is something that is very, very variable. If I do liposuction as part of the abdominoplasty, we have a wetting solution that has a local anesthetic in it, and a lot of times you're comfortable in your abdomen overnight. Now, the other thing to think about is the hospital environment. The bed is different from your own bed. It's noisy. The nurses will come in and perk you and do blood pressures overnight. So a lot of times you will not get a very nice sleep the first night. So that's obviously not very conducive to recovery, but it's unfortunately, the way it works. So expect the first night to be a little bit tough. You'll find that the first morning will probably be the worst. Also, we usually give you a PCA, which is a patient control analgesia. So you get a pain button that you press when you have pain. Usually press it beforehand, you do movement, etc. The first morning of after the surgery, I will see you in hospital. We usually take the catheter out. The PCA or the patient control analgesia will usually come out at midday of that day. We get you out of bed as soon as possible. I usually tell everyone, if you are moving around, if you active, out of bed, you'll get better and home sooner. And also the first day is a little bit tough. You will probably find that you'll be exhausted and you'll sleep quite a bit as well. You will be very swollen after the surgery, and your compression garment will be fairly tight and you will be uncomfortable. So that basically the first day is quite, is not the nicest thing. Once you get to the second and third day, usually is a little bit better. You mobilizing is a little bit less discomfort, catheter out, the cannula is out, you having oral tablets for your pain as well. So, and then you go home and someone will have to pick you up from the hospital day 2 to 3. Now, a lot of patients ask me how much pain there is after an abdominoplasty. Again, it's very, very variable. I have some patients that have significant amount of pain for 2 or 3 weeks after. And then I have some patients after a few days, they have barely any pain. Some patients compare it to a C-section cut. Some patients say C-section is worse. Some say C-section is much easier. So it is very difficult to give you an exact answer to this question. It is a diffuse pain, and generally 2 to 3 weeks is when the worst part of it is. And everyone is different. Everyone has individual pain tolerance. Each surgery is different as well. So some may have a skin-only abdominoplasty, which is usually much easier. Some may have vasal liposuction, hernia repairs, diastasis, recti repair as part of their operation as well. So every time you add something, you get more pain. So you get, if you add the vasal liposuction, you'll get more pain than the skin only. If you add the diastasis recti repair, you get more pain than the other ones. If you add hernia repair, you get more pain again. So the bigger the operation, the more pain you can expect to have from it. Now, the other thing is the age. Your age and your health conditions will affect the recovery as well. So if you are, let's say, 50, 60 years old, which again is very, very young, you're going to recover a bit slower than someone that's in their 20s. So that's something to keep in mind. Saying that, I've done 70-year-olds, I've done probably not 80s. I've never done an 80-year-old, but I've done 70-year-old patients, and they've recovered. It did take them a little bit longer, but again, they did get through. If you have diabetes, you're a smoker, those things can affect healing and be problematic for recovery as well. Now, the pain relief we give you, which is the local anesthetic, for the first 24 hours, and then usually you get we do the Panadol and then and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory as a regular pain medication. You will get some stronger narcotic pain medications as well. The problem with those is it does constipate you, so we need to make sure that you have something for constipation. The other thing is they can make you feel nauseous and unwell, so we use them as much as we have to. A lot of patients use them for bed. So if you have using your regular Panadol and Nurofen, and then you use your narcotic pain medication before you go to bed to get a better sleep, that's something that a lot of patients do. I generally find 1 to 2 weeks of the stronger pain relief is what's required, and then usually you'll just have the simple pain relief after that. You wear a compression garment for 4 weeks full time. You can take it off for shower and take it off if you're going to the bathroom, and then you're wearing it usually during the day, and you can take it off at night after that. We can sometimes change the compression garment, so initially it's a wraparound garment that's easy to take off and on. Sometimes we can change that into a more like a skins type compression garment that you pull up, and you have zippers on the side. It just depends on what's more comfortable for you. You'll be walking, you can do fairly extensive walking after the first few days, slow exercise from 2 weeks, and then gradually move up from there. Now, getting back to the gym, I usually say 2 weeks to start doing some light exercise. You just have to do very, very light exercise. You know, you should be able to walk pretty easily, and you just have to see what's comfortable for you. Usually 6 to 8 weeks, you're back to doing most things you did before. 3 months, you should be definitely doing everything you did before. Driving. So typically 2 weeks, but again, I'll see you in the office and we'll assess this as we go. You need to be able to do an emergency brake, turn around to see, your blind spot, all that things to safely drive. So again, we will have a chat about that in the office after the operation. Now, we've talked about the duration of hospital stay. Now, the final result. So what you can expect in the next few months after is there will be significant amount of swelling initially. That gradually goes, and at 3 months, probably about 60% of the swelling has gone. The scar is going to be really red for about 6 months and then starts fading from 6 months onwards. 12 months to 18 months, the scar should be fairly faded, but the scar maturation goes on for probably up to 2 to 3 years. So it does take quite a long time for the scar to completely be what it's going to be in the future. Swelling goes by 12 months, and at 6 months, 80% goes. So you will start seeing a result 3 to 6 months, and then it will just get better and better and better after that. If we do liposuction, you're going to have a lot more swelling than just doing a skin only. So it will take that whole period to see the final result. But certainly a lot of patients see a significant result just on the day one, because there's so much skin that we remove. But just keep in mind that the final result does take up to 12 months to see. So that's kind of an overview of the recovery for the full abdominoplasty. Hope you find this helpful, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700, or you can book online and see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00118627, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.